My wife says she could get them. I'd take a bucket or a pail.
What's the difference?
Well, I think they're one and the same. A bucket might be to me more imply heavy wood or something, whereas a pail might be more metallic in nature.
And if I ask you what you would take with you to milk the cows, to catch the milk in?
Pail.
That would be definitely a pail.
Definitely a metal pail. You don't want to take anything else than a very metal pail.
Ever heard of people out in the country keeping some kind of container close by the kitchen where they could throw scraps? And
slop like jar, maybe. That's also has to do with using the toilet at night in your bedroom. But that might be a waste bucket or something like that. You go slop the hogs with it.
Slop bucket.
A slop bucket, yeah.
Or, again, talking about utensils, the thing that you could use to set on the oven to fry eggs in.
A skillet. A skillet. Could be a cast iron skillet or just a regular pan or something like that. Now I'm putting a stick of wood on the fire.
Sure, it's not a back stick?
It's not a back stick, so I got a back stick on the front of it already. Which means I got some problems already. Hot dog, come on, baby, let's go. So making a fire is more fun than a barrel of monkeys. I can see why an arsonist would get off now. That's the lights you're going to be pushing, I believe. Or lynching, or whatever they call themselves. Had to be careful, these minority groups are very strong nowadays. Ask me another question.
Well, you ever heard of skillet called by any other name?
Frying pan?
Yeah.
Hell, I don't know any other name for it. I never used any other name myself. I want to just use the call of frying pan.
Would a skillet or frying pan, whatever, would that have legs on it or not?
Mine doesn't have legs.
Well, have you ever heard of something like that that people might have used years ago?
Dutch oven!
For cooking in the fireplace.
Sure, Dutch oven, that's what it is. A bean pot, maybe.
Heard anything similar to that called a spider?
Kill them, usually. What's this fist bit? No, I haven't ever heard of a spider. That's very interesting.
Okay. Well, say these things that sometimes you see when you're riding around the country. Great big old black cast iron things might have out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
I use boiling water or whatever. What would you call that?
Is it larger than a bread box?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kettle. Cast iron kettle. You might use them for making soap, too.
Ever heard kettle call
back in the day? Pot? Well, I guess that's a pot calling a kettle boy. Yeah, I call it a pot.
Wash pot?
Wash pot, yeah. Wash pot, wash tub, wash basin.
What people around here use those things for?
Well, they probably used them for when they want to sterilize their clothes or cook them, and not cook them, but do their clothes real well. And basically boil them, I guess. You could use them for making soap in. You could use them for cooking large meals for people like soup or something like that in, perhaps. And I wouldn't want mine made in soups after they've been using, soap and cheese and
everything. Well, say the container that you would grow flowers in, you would call those?
A flower pot.
What about the one to display them?
I call them flower pots also.
Okay, what about something that was very fancy?
A boss. Boss.
What?
Vase.
Would you ever grow flowers in a vase?
Yeah, you can do that. You can, yeah, sure. You can use it, especially to root them in. That'd be good for that. If it's a clear see-through type vase type thing.
What about common utensils that people use to eat with everyday meals? You eat